This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. And so we will rejoice and be glad in it. See, it's mandatory. It's a command that we will rejoice and give God the praise and glory, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, we will rejoice and be glad that we have entered into another day. I love the Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Long as I live and troubles rise, his throne. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Yes, he did. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. 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 Hallelujah. We give God the praise and we give him.
Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Again, this is Sharon Starris, Parlin in Texas. This is the Master's Call. Father, we thank you on today. We praise you. We give you glory and honor on today because this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And we've determined to be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. We thank you for this Master's Call and the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, saturate them with blessings upon blessings upon blessings, favor upon favor upon favor. Father, we lift up the speaker on today. Hallelujah. We know that she's coming with a mighty word from you. Father, give us strength that she may speak boldly your word, Father, that we may be encouraged, Father, and that we may be challenged. Father, I pray, Lord, for every member of the staff on this call, every person that have called in, just waiting to hear from you. Holy, give them strength today. Father, bless their homes and their families. And we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Take it away, anointed woman of God and my sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I tell you, you truly are a blessing to the masses. You definitely a blessing to me, and I give God glory for you. When you just come on, you could just feel the anointing upon you as you minister and greet everyone to the call this morning. And thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Yes, you sung my song. Thank you so much. I love the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he pitied every groan. Glory to God. I tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I'd be today. Good morning, TMC family. I give God glory, especially today on this 17th day of February, where God has blessed me and my husband to celebrate 41 years of marriage. And I give God glory for each of you joining us this morning on the Master's Call on this President's Day. I tell you, just share a little bit about what this call is all about, where you can tell somebody else that they can come to the Master on the Master's Call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, standing on God's mighty word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to 24/7. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, so you can always get a word from the Lord pulling up one of those messages. And you can also see the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So with that, you might say, you know, I definitely want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so. You can greet, as Minister Sharon did so wonderfully. You can do, you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you can give us a word that the Lord has placed in your belly. We would definitely be attentive to what God has given through you. You can do so by sending in all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us all together is this health and wellness company, the phenomenal health and wellness company, Artists International, with the Diaz de Leon family, starting this company over 30 years ago. And here we are today with Artist Life still promoting and providing the best products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they will definitely share more information with you. Now, with that, every Monday through Friday after this call, we have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held at 7:30 Central Time, and you will get a great menu of awesome information that will provide more of what this company, Artist Life, is all about. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting Inspirational Monday, and she's also giving the message today. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. please get on that call. I'm telling you, you will definitely get inspired today. I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have another phenomenal woman of God who periodically, when she can, whenever she can, she will come and give us a message that God has given her. She blesses us every time she shows up. And I'm just excited to be a part of introducing this great woman of God. She lives and resides in San Antonio, Texas. She is the founder of Real Word Ministries. She is a woman of God who has been blessed to provide prison ministry since 2005. She is a woman who ministers to male and females throughout the state of Texas. She is a certified life, career, and transitional coach. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word, abides in God's word, lives God's word. And I tell you, when you hear what I'm talking about, you'll know I am telling the truth. She is a woman of God who has, who is a mother and is a father to many young people because she loves to inspire them. I'm going to introduce to some, present to others. I call her our very own because she's been with us for many, many years, none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens of San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. God bless you and take it away.
Thank you for that awesome introduction. Oh, that was so awesome. Good morning, everyone. I have a word. I was, over the weekend, I was like, okay, Lord, what are we going to talk about? And he so politely woke me up at 3:30 this morning and gave me a word. So I know it will bless someone's soul today. Turn real quick to Matthew 16. We're going to go through it really, really quick. I'm just going to pick out a few pieces to talk about this morning. But this morning, the Lord gave me this message of how to move into an overflow, how to move into your overflow season. And those of you that may have heard me last month, I'm claiming the next decade, not just the year. You know, we always normally say, you know, this is my year. We'll claim a year. And this time, the Lord said, claim a decade. So I'm claiming this whole decade. That this is my decade to be who God called and created me to be with no apologies, with no excuses. And I encourage you all to join me on this journey. But how to move into an overflow season, and it's real powerful. So Jesus, he asked the disciples, he said, who do the people say I am? And the disciples told him, well, some say you're Elijah, some say that you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Jeremiah. And then he came back and said, but who do you all say I am? Ah, he got them good with that one. Jesus was trying to change their mindset about who he was, because at this point they had been walking with him. And he says, okay, I know what everybody else is saying. You just told me that. I already knew it, but I asked you, but who do you say I am? Who do you think I am? So the first thing, how to move into your overflow season, is to change your mindset. You have to think differently when you're in an overflow, especially when you come in from a season of lack, a season of unsuccess, when things have not been working out the way you thought they should. You have to change your entire mindset. You have to change the way you speak. You have to change the way you think. And you have to change the way you move. And get this, you have to change even the way you trust God. When you're in an overflow season, your trust level with God has to be overflow. Where, Lord, you know what? I trust you to the point of if it doesn't happen, it's because you don't want it to happen. And when you move into that overflow, nothing can stop you, nothing can hinder you, and nothing can block you. But it first starts with changing your mindset. When you change that mindset, I am no longer in poverty, but I'm living in a land of abundance. And it's not just finances. A lot of people need an overflow of peace, joy, happiness, not just money, but an overflow of everything. And so God says, I'm moving you all into that overflow decade so that you can have all the things that you desire to have. And so God says, but it first starts with you changing your mind. You have to believe that you are able to receive all these things that God has for you. Even when you switch over from being an employee at a company to being a business owner. That's a mindset change. And many people struggle with it because they can't change the mindset of, okay, I'm going to only work 8 hours today and then I'm leaving. When you become a business owner, your mindset changes. You're not looking at the clock. You're looking at your goals and you're looking at your tasks. And when those things have been completed, then you're done for the day. So it's a different mindset. And people struggle with that because they want to be a business owner, but they want to have that employee mindset. They want to just put in 8 hours a day. And as a business owner, you have to go above and beyond. As an employee, you have a single task. But as a business owner, you are your marketing rep. You are your salesperson. You're everything in the beginning. So it takes a mind shift to have the things that God has for us, and you have to do it. The second thing that you have to have is a change of view. Your point of view about so many things have to completely change when you're trying to move into that overflow season. Even when the story of Jesus being tempted, the enemy took him to another place to try to change his view, but because Jesus knew who he was, he did not allow the enemy to change his mind and to try to give him something that he already has. Remember, the word says, Jesus says, I came to give you life and give you life more abundantly. And overflow is connected to abundance. And some people have a hard time with that word abundant. And in order to move into this overflow season, you have to be okay with the word abundance. You have to be okay with having more than enough. You have to be okay with being blessed and being favored. You can't shy away from the blessings of the Lord. Some people feel uncomfortable when God is blessing them, and this is not a season to be uncomfortable. You have to embrace it and be verbalizing, the Lord blessed me. If it had not been for the Lord. And, you know, point number three is a lot of people think many times that you need to move in silence. When you're in an overflow decade, not just season, but decade, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that word. When you are moving into that realm, you don't move in silence. Jesus never moved in silence. He was where he was. You know, people think that I'm not going to talk until it happens. No. When you're giving God the praise and the glory and the honor, you share the process with the people. You don't have to move in silence because you know that the devil cannot hinder you. He cannot block you. He cannot derail you. When you're talking about being in that overflow, you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are bold and you are courageous because you know that God has your back. You just have to be in that mindset of if it does not happen, God just doesn't want it to happen. But I know that if it does, that he wants it to happen. And so we have to change that mindset. We have to change our viewpoint, and we have to stop walking around in silence and let people know how good God is. We cannot be undercover. Look, a lot of people want to be an undercover Christian. You know, you can't be undercover. You have to let the people see how good God is, because God is not a respecter of persons. So what he does for one of us, he'll do for all of us. So when we share our blessings and our benefits with others, that is to encourage them that look at what God did for me. And since he did it for me, he will definitely do it for you. All you have to do is, my next point, reposition yourself. Reposition yourself for the overflow that God has for you. When I reposition myself, that means I have to change the things that I'm hearing. I have to change the things that I'm speaking. I have to change what I'm listening to. You have to get away from people who say, why would God do that? You have to get away from people who try to minimize God. You have to get away from people who try to take God out of it and say God isn't in it. You know, you have to just move into a whole nother place where you are truly dependent upon who God is and how God moves and how God functions and operates in your life. And God has so much for us, so much for us. And so I got ahead of myself. Let me catch that real quick. And so God has said, I'm trying to do some things for you like I've never done before, but you have to believe me on a level that you've never believed me on before. You have to step out of the box and believe me for everything. You know, sometimes we get up in the morning and we say, oh, you know, good morning, Lord, just so, you know, casual, not realizing that God truly woke you up. God truly sent an angel by to kiss you on the cheek and to get you up. And so we got to get excited about God, because when you get excited about God, he will definitely get excited about you. I don't know about you, but when my children tell me, oh, Mom, you look great. Mom, you look wonderful. Oh, Mom, I love you. When they start getting excited about me, babe, I'd be like, baby, what do you want? When my grandchildren be like, oh, Gigi, you look so pretty today. I'm like, baby, what can I do for you? God is the same way. When we get excited about him, he wants to bless us. God gets excited about blessing his children. But we've got to do the initiative. We, you know, faith without works is dead. We have to do our part, and we have to give God the glory and the praise. My next point is speaking God's word. I don't care what it looks like, but what does God's word say about it? And that's what we have to stand on, is the word of God, because the word of God has already been created. In fact, if you would just pray God's word, life will be a whole lot better instead of trying to struggle and pray your own stuff. Just find a scripture and pray, read that scripture back to God, because God says he honors his word above his very own name, and we know that his name is great. And he says, I honor my word above my name. So all we have to do is pray, read God's word back to him. So speaking his word, standing on his promises is the next point. God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we need to say, Lord, this is what your word says. Your word says that no weapon that is formed. Now, that tells you that some things are going to happen that you're not going to like. Some things are going to move in the realm that you're not going to be comfortable with. But yet and still, it says, but it's going to form, but it's not going to prosper. See, God has to have some bold soldiers in position where people can see, yes, the enemy will try to attack, but look how they're standing. Look how they're believing. Look what they're doing in the midst of it. They're not testing and trying to cut people, but they're lifting their holy hands before the Lord, and they're speaking God's word, and they're speaking God's truth, and they're glorifying God. How many times have you said, Lord, thank you for the battle? Thank you for this battle, because during this battle, I have gotten strength. I have so much strength now because of the battle. See, God will allow you to go through battle so that you can see where you are. He already knows where you are. But so many times we think we're further along with God than we really are. And it's the battle that causes us to stop and say, okay, I'm not quite where I thought I was, but Lord, thank you for showing it to me. I remember telling the Lord 2014 and previously before that, God had just blessed me so much, and I kept saying, Lord, if you don't do anything else for me, you have done enough. And, I mean, he was just pouring blessings out over my life and my children's life from 1996 until 2014, and then I went through a drought period. And when I went through that drought period, I got a little sad, and I remember one day the Lord said it back to me. He said, but you said, if I do nothing else for you, I've done enough. God reminded me of what I said to him. And when he spoke that into my spirit, it just jolted me. And I said, Lord, that is exactly what I said. And I went back to saying it. So it didn't matter what it looked like, that I couldn't find a job, that my money was just crazy. I went back to the Lord. I did tell you that. And during that process, the Lord had taken my mind. Again, your mind's got to change. Back to those times that he blessed me over and over and over again. And God was so amazing. Every day I would look out my back door, and it would be birds. I mean, like tons of birds, blackbirds in my yard eating whatever they were eating. And I would go upstairs and look out my bedroom window, and I wouldn't see birds in anybody else's backyard but mine. And the Lord was prophesying to me. He was saying, look, I'm feeding them. Don't you think I'm going to take care of you? Those birds are on your property. So if I'm taking care of those birds on your property, don't you know what I'm going to do for you? And he never fails me. He did not forsake me. He came through, and he put me in a position. Get this. He changed my view, and he put me in a position higher than I ever had been before. He says, I was trying to do a shift, but I had to take some things off of you in order to put you in this place of abundance and this place of overflow. I'm telling you, God wants to bless each and every person that's on this call this morning, each and every person that's going to hear this. He wants to bless you like he's never blessed you before, but there's some things that we have to do in order to prepare for the blessings. And we think we're ready, but we're not ready. Some people want God to send millions, and they don't even have a checking account. Some people want God to put them in a financial place where they never have to borrow again, but yet they don't have a savings account. When you are believing and trusting God to do some things things in your life, you have to do preparation on your end, and you have to put things in places so that God can send the blessings to you. Many times we hold up our very own blessings because we're not properly positioned to receive it. And so I want you all, please, today, spend some time with the Father and ask the Lord, what do I need to do, Father? What do I need to do personally, Father God, to get positioned to receive the blessings you have for me? Who is it that I may have to just step away from in the, for this season so that I can hear you clearly and I can remove all that doubt? You can't be around a person when you say God is good and they say, well, what has he done lately? You got to be around somebody who says, yes, God is great. You have to be around people that encourage you and people that motivate you. And once you get to the place you need to be in, then God may send you back to those people to pull them out. But some people just want to be where they are. Some people just want to be miserable. Some people don't want to do anything to receive the blessings. Some people just want to sit and God just drop it on them. And that's not how God works. Even the disciples had to walk with Jesus. To see the miracles, they had to put forth effort, and they had to walk with him. Everybody else heard about it, but the 12 got to see it. They witnessed it for themselves, but they had to leave their family. They had to leave their friends. They had to leave what they knew. They had to leave that comfort zone to see what Jesus had for them, to see the blessings and the benefits that he was trying to show them. They had to leave everything behind to see it for themselves. So they had to put forth a lot of effort to get to the place that God had for them. And God is saying today, I simply need you to prepare for what I have for you in this next decade. I need you to change your mind. I need you to change your view. I need you to see some things that you've never seen before on a whole nother level. And God will do it. If we do our part, he'll do his part. So I pray that this word was a blessing to someone this morning. Thank you.
My, my, my. Wow. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Thank you so much, Minister, Doctor, wonderful woman, Thomasine Pickens. Oh, my goodness. Yes, move into your overflow. This is my decade. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, oh, my goodness, I'm going to ask you to come back at the end and close us out with the benediction, if you will. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests and praise reports. Oh, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before you set the earth in place, the ocean in place, the moon and the stars and everything, Lord, even before then, even from everlasting to everlasting, you were and you are still God. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us tremendously this day with this woman of God. Thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon her, Lord God, to remind us, Lord, that we can live in the overflow, that we can decree and declare that this is our decade. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing upon her that flows through these telephones and let us know, Father God, that you are the God of abundance. And Lord God, so we're asking in the name of Jesus that you pour back into Dr. Thomasine Pickens, Father, the exceedingly, the abundantly, above all that she can ever ask or think. Send prosperity now, Lord God, to her mind, body, her spirit man, her soul, her every being. Send prosperity, Father God, to her home, her workplace, in her environment, and in her church, in her community. Send prosperity now, O God, in all that is a part of her being, Father God. And we glorify you, Father God, because you told us in your word that you're able to do the exceedingly abundantly. So we're asking you, Father God, that you allow your grace to abound towards her and in every area of her life, and have, where she's having all sufficiency in all things and having abundance in every work that she provides to glorify you, Father. We thank you for every person on this call. We glorify you, Father, that we all have received what you've given us this morning. We thank you, Father, for blessing our going out, blessing our coming in. We thank you, Father God, that we will speak prosperity over everything that we touch and everything that we think about. We thank you, Father, that now that we're thinking on the good things of the Lord, we're sending health to those that are in need of health. So we're speaking over Dwight Favors. We're speaking over Aaron. We're speaking over Brenda. We're speaking over Taryn, Willa, Dr. PK, Harold, Jerry, Bart, Rita, Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Davola, John, Eddie, all of them, Father, all of those that are going through health challenges, Father, we speak right now, health, the fullness of your goodness, and we call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, as we are standing in the abundance of the Lord, that, Lord God, we're speaking peace and comfort to those that are going through bereavement. We're speaking, Father God, restoration like never before, Father God, and that they'll come to know to be absent from the bodies, to be present with you, and that their loved ones have sent memories, Father God, that they can dwell on and know, Father God, that they are strengthened to go forward and do the work that you call them to do. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that you're doing within our minds, our bodies, and our spirit, man. In Jesus' name, we thank you for artists. We thank you for blessing Mama and Papa. We thank you for blessing Elvia and Alejandro. We thank you, Father, for blessing Jose I can't think of his name. But, Lord God, we glorify you for doing the work. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this message with somebody. That number, the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. And the new morning motivational call is coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound with Dr. Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, giving a message this morning. Thank you so much again, Minister Tiffany, for starting this day with "I love the Lord, he heard my cry." And I tell you, we definitely love the Lord. Thank you for allowing him to use you. Thank you, Minister Sharon Stowers, for all that you have done as far as greeting and seating with the love of the Lord in your heart this morning. And again, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, thank you so much for the powerful message this morning. Will you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. God bless you. Have a great day.